Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We still have Luke Gifford, former Husker, current San Francisco 49ers linebacker in studio since 7 o'clock. He's here for the whole hour.
Stick around.
All right.
I'm staying.
Love it. This is awesome.
2 hours.
Love it.
God, this is summer. You know, you have no idea how valuable this is.
This is very valuable.
Oh, yes. I just appreciate you guys having me.
You yeah. might show up in a column or two from Sip on.
There's no question that's happening.
It's a column or two.
Yeah.
Or
also, Bill writes a lot of them.
He does. Try to help him with that. Also, Luke, it's kind of in a tradition here that if you're okay with it, whether it be purposely or accidentally with it, that people give out their personal cell phone number. Is that something that you want to do right now so that people can reach out to you?
I think I'll pass.
Okay.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Steve gave his online one day. I mean, on the show one day.
He just lost his
mind.
Then
lost his mind and gave his phone number.
People,
and then,
wow.
Then he got random. Then he got random text messages forever and couldn't figure out why.
You're a pretty popular guy around here, too. You can't be doing that.
He's not sports writer of the year.
Oh. Not popular. That's an incredibly bad mistake to make.
Yeah,
to throw your number
I
out
can
there.
Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
We said this is not good.
No, you guys, you just
the reaction of you and Bill.
The reaction of those guys freaked me out. Like, really, nobody's gonna call
my
number.
We went speechless for a second. Like, what did you just do?
I thought there'd be more restraint by people. There's not a lot.
And now there's people that randomly you don't even know will text you, "Hey, call me."
Who
That's
are
my
you?
Favorite one.
True. Who are you?
It's
people,
true.
People he doesn't
you
even
gotta
know.
Get a new
text
number.
Him, hey, call me. I tell you, if I get a phone number, if someone texts me, call me. And I don't know. They're not in my phone. I'm not calling.
You know, all kinds of things come up in your mind, too.
Yeah.
But, you need a new number.
But yeah, that's very. No, I'm not going to get a new number, I don't think. Anyway.
We'll see.
Okay, can we talk about Isaac?
Yes, go for it.
Isaac, free agent, Carolina.
Brother.
Yeah. Yep.
Brother, younger brother.
Just making sure it's clear.
How is it working out for him? What's the outlook look like for your safety brother?
It's been good. They gave him a really good deal. Probably one of the best free agent deals in the NFL, which usually means they, you know, hope that you stick around and play well. He's still got a lot of work to do, but it's been good. I think he had good OTAs. One good thing for him is he's so smart. Like, he picked up the defense pretty easily, and it's fun. It's been fun to be able to talk every day and kind of compare what they're doing with our stuff. And honestly, I think it helped. I know it helped me a lot just to be able to, you know, I'm going through a new situation too. So just being able to relate to him and talk about it every day has been fun. It's been really cool.
It's gotta be helpful to him too.
For sure. Yeah. There's so many things I wish I knew when I was at that age and
really?
That part. I mean, just like, cause I think it's just so stressful regardless of if you're a rookie or if you're a vet, you know, and just, I think, now that I've been through it, seven times, I just know how to handle things a little more and how to go about it.
Bill gets it. Jake probably does a little bit. I hate to drop names, but, I talked to Dominic Raiola a lot for 25 years, and he said something to me recently that I don't know why it hit me so hard, but and we were talking about it off air. He said he played in the NFL for 14 years. He said not one day did he feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Not one
Never.
Day.
Never. You never
Why? Why though?
I mean, it's just the evaluation is ongoing at all. It never stops, you know, and they're always trying to bring somebody else in to take your spot, regardless of if you just sign a contract or not, you know, and then one injury and you can be done, you know? So it's exhausting for sure. But like I told Isaac, it's like, if you let yourself think about it all the time or worry about it, then it's just going to spiral on you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't think about, especially, you start thinking about what reps guys are getting and who's doing what in front of you. And it's like the moment you start worrying about that stuff, you're done. Like you the only thing you can do is worry about the two reps you might get in 7-on-7 or, you know, the question you get asked in meetings or the reps in the weight room. Like, you have to worry about yourself first. And not that, you know, you care about the team and it, that's what it's all about. But like, if you don't take care of your stuff, it won't matter. You won't be around for the rest of it.
So a lot of it's mental toughness.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Most of it, because everybody is athletic and big and fast and can play at that level, you know, but do you have the mental capacity to do it? That's a whole nother story.
So you have to put behind you what's going on in front of you as you're on the sideline, if you are, because all of a sudden you're playing safety, whatever position you're playing, and somebody else makes a great play.
Yeah.
And you're both free agents. You're right away. It's like, oh no.
Yep.
Oh, he just made a play that was very good. And that can stress you. You just got to do what you do. You're probably better off if you nail the stuff in the meeting room more so than even your two reps.
For sure.
Your two reps, you're out there and say you're playing two and they check the ball down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? You're not involved.
Right.
But if he asks you a question, okay, if we get this formation or we get this situation, they go to empty.
Yep.
And you can say, we're going to check this. We're going to this. Here's the why we're doing it. That will carry more, because if you're ever going to be a backup and you have to go in the game and you can't make the call or the check, then you don't have any value. To be able to do it. If it's just like, hey, super talented, but if he gets in there, someone's got to tell him what to do all the time.
Right.
That won't fly.
No, it won't fly.
And that's where Isaac's good.
Yeah.
Has he always been that way?
Yeah, he's always been that way. He's almost to a fault, like where he just tries, he's so smart and he tries to run the show so much. It's like, dude, would you just do your job? You know, which, and he does at a high level, but that's just who he is as a person. So. Yeah, that's
alpha.
That'll be his biggest thing, I think, is just learning how to, you know, do his job, worry about his stuff, and then let the rest kind of take care of itself.
We had a couple questions coming in from listeners, 464-5685. We mentioned that you are on the Niners. You are teammates with George Kittle now, of course, as an Iowa graduate.
Oh, yeah.
People are asking, are you going to have a bet on Nebraska, Iowa between you and George?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
So
as soon as I signed, he DM'd me and made a comment about Nebraska, Iowa being a problem.
Right away.
And every day I walk in, he makes a comment. And I told him.
Does he really?
Oh, every day. And I told him, George, we must be living rent-free in your head. Yeah. Because you guys beat us a few times the last few years, but you sure think about it a lot. So, but yeah, we'll definitely have the hammer
right now.
They do. And that's why I told him. I said, you know what? Yeah. I can't argue with you. I'm not going to argue, but you love to bring it up. So you think about us plenty. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
Jake's from Iowa.
I don't claim Jake. Iowa.
All right.
I was never a Hawkeye.
Jake, where were you born at?
You got a
warm, I was born in Minnesota, but I lived there for 9 years.
Yeah.
It's Iowa. In Iowa. But I was never a Hawkeye fan, ever.
All right.
You bring up Iowa a lot.
I do not. You bring it up for me.
What else we got, Jake?
Someone's asking in terms of how closely are you following Nebraska since you've been, obviously your brother's on the team.
Yeah.
But how close are you following them from afar?
Super close. I mean, especially with Isaac being there, it was like, I'm just probably a bigger ride or die than anybody, you know? It's a little different now that he's done. Honestly, I felt like I needed a little debriefing because I'm just the anxiety of watching him every week and caring so much, you know, and I'll always care. But it was probably harder with him there, to be honest with you. I'm excited to like watch the games again and not have to worry about where Isaac's at or what he's doing and just watch it as a fan, you know? So I still follow very closely.
Have you looked at the schedule also? Bada Bing says, are any games in the schedule that you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Nebraska-wise?
They're at Penn State in November.
They got Michigan here.
At home, right?
Yeah, yep. Michigan here.
And that's pretty early.
Yeah. September.
I think late September. So game four or five?
Yes, game four.
Yeah, I think that one was the one that I was probably most excited about when I saw the schedule, just because hopefully, you know, you win that one on the to start the year with Cincinnati, and then maybe put a couple together and have a big game against Michigan. That'd be a fun one for sure.
You've been out of college since NIL and the portal hit. Yeah, this obviously is still a whirlwind. It's craziness every single day. But when you talk to your teammates in the NFL and just see for yourself, hey guys, Jake Sorensen, close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you wish you were ever in that part of time, or is it too crazy for you? What, how do you view that as
a
former player?
Sometimes, like, selfishly, you're like, God, I missed out on a lot. But then at the same time, it's also like, I feel like it, you know, not every situation is the same, but it's created so many toxic situations that I'm like, I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to deal with it. And especially now that, you know, I'm fine. I don't need the money. I'm good. But yeah, you know, there's definitely both parts to it for sure. I think I give Isaac crap all the time because, you know, he's driving around a Bronco all year last year, making good money.
And Bronco, I'm like, driving a Bronco. Okay.
I don't know if I just aired him out. But,
yeah, that's okay. No, he can drive a Bronco.
No, I know.
Yeah, like 1986, all of a sudden things are going to get looked at.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Today, it's understood.
86, hi. Bunch of guys driving new cars. Does that didn't mean anything? Yeah. Now it's nothing.
I'm not jealous of that part. I wish I would have had a car to drive around. But
that's a good deal.
Oh, shoot. Can you imagine? I can't imagine being a 22-year-old kid driving around a Bronco. Now, he did have a big black shirt symbol on the side, and I'm not sure I'd want my parents being able to identify wherever I'm at all the time.
I don't know if I'd put the... Hold it. Time out. He had a black shirt.
Hey, listen. Like on the, it wasn't like on a choice. Side. You just take it, the things you can get, right?
Was it so subtle, like, or little?
Wasn't subtle. Oh. No. So if you ever saw
a black shirt symbol
on a Bronco driving around downtown Lincoln,
you know who
it was Isaac. Yeah.
All right. Isaac. So people want to let people know. Yeah. Hey, just so you know. All right.
Robert in Oklahoma said, you mentioned Trent Williams, you mentioned Calais Campbell as freaks that on your team and you've played against. Who is the most freakish athlete that you have played against in the NFL? Is it one of those two guys or somebody else?
I would say Tyron Smith or Trent Williams. Tyron Smith obviously was in Dallas when I was a teammate with him. But probably Trent Williams. And then, you know, just as far as guys I've been around, Micah Parsons is by far the freakiest person I've ever been around. So...
What's it like when you – so have you won against Derrick Henry?
Derrick didn't get touched in practice.
That's it.
And no. No.
Will McCaffrey get touched in practice?
He practiced – yeah, he I mean, I don't think people were really – I don't know. I guess I haven't really been around for camp, so I don't know what it's like. I've heard it's intense, and I've heard he's out there every day. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me. That's the kind of guy he is.
I would think that their staff is on pins and needles every second.
Yeah.
Because he's so obviously the way he's wired.
Yep.
He's so wired. It's like is it a hamstring? It's like they're it's like all of a sudden you just see a ping and you see him do one of these or grab a calf because he's been
for sure.
He's missed so much time because his body is just it's incredible.
It honestly shocked me how much he did in OTAs, especially coming off the year that he had. Like you know, the older guys will take a day or two off, like George would take a day off. Fred didn't do any of OTAs. He just signed that big deal, and we're like, you know, we're not going to have any issues with him. Yeah. He doesn't need it. But, like, Christian was out there pretty much every day, and when he's out there, he's going 100 miles per hour.
Really?
So it's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Derrick Henry, what kind of respect does he command around the facility?
I mean, you don't question anything that guy does because his work speaks for itself, you know. And there's a lot of guys like that, but he's definitely one of them. He's a good dude. And how could you ever question what he does when he looks the way he does? It's like he obviously works his tail off. So
it's just interesting in itself that you're going from Derrick Henry, being a teammate of Derrick Henry, to a teammate of McCaffrey.
it's cool. I've been, it's crazy to think about the places I've been and the people that I've been been able to play with, I've been pretty blessed to be able to see what it looks like to be the best at each position. So yep. It's been cool.
Well, I'm curious now. This is part of free agency and trading, but when Derrick Henry left for the Ravens last year in Tennessee, what kind of blow was that to the team in terms of, wow, yeah. There goes our guy?
Yeah, for sure. I think, especially for the guys that have been around, I think it was kind of a shock. Like, no way, he's actually gone. You know,
he can't leave us.
Yeah, like what?
He's like, text the coach. Hey, real quick here. Derek's leaving. Did I read this right? I don't know if we want to be doing this. I just read this, and we want to keep.
It's kind of important.
He's really, really, really hard to tackle. Are we aware of that?
Yeah.
And then he goes up there and crushes it again. I couldn't imagine lining up against him at that, and with the combination quarterback running back, I'd be like, I wouldn't want to try. Couldn't even think about tackling either one of them.
No, and. It was so funny when everybody was talking about, you know, the scheme fit. And I think week one, they didn't run them a ton, and people were still questioning it. And we were all like, yeah.
Just wait.
Give the guy a second.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, timeout.
And sure enough. But
and he blew up.
Yep.
I'm from the Bada Bing again. This is his
Bada Bing.
He's got a lot of questions. Now, we know it's getting bigger for environment in college football. And is there an NFL stadium that is tough to play in, though?
Oh, yeah,
tough road game.
Yeah, I would say one of the more intimidating places I've been was New Orleans.
Really?
New Orleans is rocking. Yeah. You know, I've played in Seattle, but it was COVID. So it wasn't the same. Yeah,
different.
But yeah, we play there week one this year. So
I heard
I'm
that's
excited.
Real. I heard that is so loud.
That's what I heard too. Arrowhead was Chiefs probably one of the coolest places I've played.
Arrowhead sucks. You are.
He does. He's a Raiders fan, so I can support him.
Arrowhead's way overrated. What is your favorite? Is there a favorite place you have to play?
That's tough. I think I'm getting close to pretty much everywhere. I tell you what, there's nothing like playing in Dallas.
Really?
A home game in Dallas.
Yeah,
really? Does the big screen freak you out? Because when I coached there against Miami, I was freaked out during warmups.
Yeah, no.
You look up there, and it's insane.
It's shocking.
It's shocking what it looks like.
Yeah, I think it's just like it's like a circus, you know? There's so much stuff going on that it's like it's just one of those things. My first game there, I was like, what is this?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like it's a production. Like between the...
The cheerleaders, you've got
the cheerleaders, the video board, the fans, and then every game is in prime time almost.
Yeah,
you know? So it's like 3:30 Sunday night game, Monday night or Thursday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I think I played like three or four games a year at noon. Yeah.
You know? I will say this about it: you guys, Bill and Jake and Luke, you guys get around way more than I do. But when I tour, I remember touring Jerry's World, and. Okay, it was wild to me that they had a nightclub in the stadium. Yeah. I couldn't get over that. Yeah. Yes. They're like, you go to a nightclub.
It's in the stadium.
During the game.
And during the game.
Like, do your dancing and stuff. Dance.
That was all sudden magic between third and fourth quarter.
Right. No, I'm going to a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically.
Just a grand
There's
production.
Just a lot of stuff going on
all
the time. But
do you look at, like, in I'm a schedule fanatic. That's my way. I love watching, looking at schedules. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my life. So is it the same in the NFL? You look at it and go, okay, win, tough one. Ooh, probably lost.
Yeah.
Win. This.
I mean, oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever go probably lost?
Okay. I haven't said probably lost.
that's
a tough one.
This was a tough one. Yeah, we're on the road.
Probably. You know, for sure.
Yeah, we're flying across the country to play Baltimore.
Probably.
It's going to be a hard game.
Well, we go at Houston, at New York, back-to-back weeks, which I had never thought about. I mean, like the teams, obviously, but then like traveling like that from the West Coast, which I've never been a part of.
Oh,
I'm sure that won't be fun. And then for me, I always look at like the East Coast late season games. Are they outside?
Oh, yeah.
And not that it ever matters when you get there, but when you're first looking at the schedule, like when I was in Dallas, like, oh, great, we play Philly week 18.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that'll
in
be
the snow.
Beautiful.
Can't wait.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of those are the things I check for.
So right it's besides yourself, do you also look at other people's schedule then? I mean, just
plow a little
through
bit.
Like, hey, in our league, like, okay, let's look at the Cowboys schedule. Let's look at this schedule.
Every once in a while. I looked through Carolina's, obviously, because Isaac, hopefully he's got a long ways to go, but I looked through his. We actually play them on a Monday night in November at home. So I'm hoping all goes well there. That'd be a pretty cool.
That'd be really
good. God,
yeah,
that would
not pretty cool. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
If you have any questions for Luke Gifford, please call or text 402-464-5685. We'll have more with Luke after the break here on Early Break in the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.